time certain item, please. Item number 70.
Appoint members to the Open and Accountable Elections Commission.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. I am so excited that this moment is finally here with the director. Susan Mote, please come on up. Thank you. So this is the body which will oversee the Open and Accountable Elections Program, which is Portland's new public campaign financing system that was approved in 2016, has been supported by this council, and we're now at the point of appointing the commissioners who will oversee the program. Each person has shown commitment to improving access for all of our community, and this is a really momentous occasion. Susan Mote, the director of the Open and Accountable Elections Program, is here to give us a bit more background on each applicant. They were invited to be here. They all have jobs and were not able to be here on a Wednesday morning.
Thank you. The Open and Accountable Elections Ordinance creates the Open and Accountable Elections Commission to help implement and oversee the program. The code requires me to nominate 9 individuals to the commission and the council to approve the appointments. The code sets out 2 criteria for members. First, have an interest in campaign finance, and second, reflect the diversity of the city of Portland. In addition, we asked the Voice for All Portland Coalition, which helped move the ordinance into law and has been helping implement the law. What skills and experiences would be helpful to have on the commission to assist in their carrying out their duties well? The coalition helped us identify the skills and experiences they'd like to see, and also helped us, recruit for members for the commission. The following 9 nominees collectively fit the required and desired criteria. The first is Amy Ruiz, who has 15 years of experience in campaign management and journalism, including as news editor at the Portland Mercury. Amy has managed campaigns and communications for ballot measures, including the Oregon United for Marriage campaign and the 2014 Portland Parks Recreation Replacement Bond campaign. She previously served as Chief of Staff and Communications Director to Mayor Sam Adams and currently serves as Senior Vice President at Strategies 360.
Thank you.
Amy Sample Ward is the CEO of N10, a nonprofit that helps community organizations use technology to better achieve their missions. She believes technology can help nonprofits reach their missions more effectively, efficiently, and inclusively, and she's interested in everything from digital equity to social innovation. Her co-authored book, Social Change Anytime, Everywhere, was a Terry McAdam Book Award finalist in 2013. Cindy Yang is a language interpreter. She has held positions as a restaurant server, an insurance sales, a cashier, and a casino slot technician. Cindy hopes the Open and Accountable Elections program helps candidates that represent hardworking people like her and her family win elected office. Courtney Hellstein brings a depth of experience from her prior experience managing campaigns and as the former deputy director of the Senate Democratic Leadership Fund. She serves as the board co-chair of the Oregon Women's Campaign School, where she works to recruit and train candidates and campaign staff, and as director of government affairs and campaigns at Strategies 360. Daniel Lukow worked tirelessly to help pass the Open and Accountable Elections Ordinance as deputy director of Common Cause Oregon, in addition to other democracy reforms at the state and local level. He currently manages criminal justice reform for the ACLU of Oregon. Norman Turrell has represented the League of Women Voters in numerous leadership roles at the national, state, and local levels. Among his many accomplishments, he was appointed by Secretary of State Bill Bradbury to Oregon's Campaign Finance Disclosure Panel, which led to the adoption of the OreStar Campaign Finance Disclosure System. Norman is a retired software engineer who enjoys skiing and singing in his church choir. Ricardo Lujan Valerio is an immigration, education, and elections policy advocate. He was born in Nezahual, Coyotl, Mexico, and immigrated to the United States at the age of 9. He graduated from Rogue Community College and Southern Oregon University. He is the ACLU of Oregon's policy associate. He previously served as the state board co-chair for Unite Oregon and the bilingual bicultural organizer for their Rogue Valley chapter. He has worked with local governments in rural Southern Oregon to improve policies and practices using an equity lens, as well as helping uplift the voices of immigrant communities and promoting civic engagement. Saren Bussell is currently the chief of staff to a state senator. He used to work as a geologist for the Oregon Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. After she completed her MBA, she became part of Metro's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Change team. She is looking forward to bringing her experience in campaign management, nonprofit administration, and project management to the commission. Tom Simpson was recommended to the, for the commission by the Portland Business Alliance. His 30 years of work experience includes stints at a large tech company, a boutique consulting practice, and now is the Director of Government and Regulatory Affairs at the Standard, a financial service company. Tom serves on the boards of Portland Youth Builders and Oregon State Parks Foundation. For more information, please refer to your packet of longer bios of the nominees, which will also be posted on the Open and Accountable Elections webpage. Terms will be staggered as outlined in the code. The commissioner who decides to take the long and short terms, the commissioners will decide who takes the long and short terms, and a report will be filed for a future council agenda. I'm available for your questions.
Looks good. Colleagues, any further questions? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Second.
Commissioner Fritz neither proposed nor seconded the report. I'll give that to Commissioner Fish as the proposer and Commissioner Hardesty as the second. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Fritz.
That's really enthusiastic, colleagues. Thank you so much. I am absolutely delighted. Thank you, Director Susan Motet. You've been doing an amazing job in a very short time. Thanks also to Anna Paisior, the Deputy Director, who assists in staffing the Commission, to Christina Nieves on my staff, who is an integral part of the team, and Tim Crail, who has been my partner in getting this program going. Thank you so much. And thank you to the appointees for their willingness to volunteer to serve the city. Aye.
Fish?
Sounds like a really exceptional group of people. And the only additional piece that I have a concern with is, given the work we've done to address conflicts, potential conflicts of interest, and the training requirements of boards and commissions, just making sure that as each of these commission members are onboarded, that they get the training they need in how to be successful on this particular commission. I think this is the highest most visible commission that we've appointed since we implemented the reforms. And I'm not sure post-Judy who is now the point in the city attorney's office, but I know that Commissioner Fritz shares those concerns and that these will be addressed as part of the onboarding. Aye.
Hardesty?
I just want to appreciate Commissioner Fritz for just being consistent and making sure that we move this process forward. I mean, clearly we've had a lot of kind of roadblocks in our path, and I just want to thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for your leadership in getting us to this point. And thankfully, we will have an oversight committee in place very soon. Thank you also for your hard work, Susan. Aye.
You Daly.
Well, thank you to Commissioner Fritz. Thank you to the individuals willing to volunteer their time to serve the city. And thank you as well. I vote aye.
Wheeler.
Well, Commissioner Fritz, when you have every member of the council trying to both make the motion on the report and second it, you know you've hit something right. So congratulations and thank you on your work. And I think it also speaks to the quality of the people who've stepped forward to serve on this commission. So I want to thank each and every one of them individually. This is a great start. Thank you for it. I vote aye. Report's accepted. The appointments are approved. Thanks for your good work.
Mayor.